Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this insight and understanding, thank you, Lord, just to help to put it across, Lord, it'll flow by your Spirit, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, greetings, brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's Psalm 111, and it's verse 6.
He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations.
He has shown his people, believers, the power of his works by giving them the inheritance of the nations. And one other translation says the inheritance of the heathen. What I perceive here is, you know, when Jesus came here on planet Earth, he spoke about he's going to make the Holy Spirit available and baptize people with the Holy Spirit. As John was actually speaking about, Jesus said, "I will baptize with the Holy Spirit, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, and he will burn up the tares," and then he speaks that he will also, you'll baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And that word fire, God has been speaking to me about that a lot just lately. And we see when Jesus has accomplished this great salvation, portrayed and showed the beautiful picture of a child, a son of the living, a child of the living God, a young person in God, and the beautiful picture of a son being led by the Spirit in power and might, those last 3 years. Then he died, paid the price, dealt with sin, went down into Abram's bosom and hell, and led captivity captive, and he's now seated on the right hand of the Father. And we see that beautiful picture where they say, who is worthy to open the scrolls? And no one was found. But then they say, oh, there is Jesus, the lamb that is a lion. And then he takes up his throne. And then there's now, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And now there's no more place for the accuser any longer. And he's cast out. And then the Spirit is poured out. And that's the works of God's power was always the Holy Spirit. Remember when the earth was formed and without, and it was void, when the earth was without form and void, the Spirit was hovering. God spoke, and then the power of God moved, and everything came into beautiful form and structure, and everything into its rightful place. So the Holy Spirit brings about the power. And we love the gifts and the fruits, but the main thing about the Holy Spirit is so that we can hear from God, we can be instructed by God, that we can be everything He made us to be, so to be in tune with God. I love, there's a scripture that says that He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. So it's about obedience. Through the Holy Spirit, united with your spirit, you can now hear from God, and you can develop on schedule in the footsteps of Jesus. And so, yeah, this word fire has been spoken, and baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And in Jeremiah 23, it speaks there about prophets speaking dreams and prophets speaking the burden of the Lord. And then he says, hey, you the burden. You know, there's no burden to the Lord, and he's not a God that's far away, and he's at hand. And then he says, if they had sat in my counsel and heard my words, they would have turned people away from their wickedness. So the important thing, guys, is as children of the Most High, is drawing close to God. This is the thing, and this is where the fire starts burning. The zeal of the Lord takes hold. There's a wisdom ordained for our glory. That's where that wisdom comes from. And that's where we tap into our names written in heaven, in and that is our story, the unique plan that God has got for our lives. And then also there in Jeremiah 23, he says, "Is not his word a fire?" So the opening up of his word, revelation coming to us, that's the fire. And but that's bringing about the kingdom realities in our lives and in the lives of those around us. And then your Song of Solomon puts it so beautifully. It speaks about the in Song of Solomon's chapter 8. You read it in the TPT. It's so beautiful there. It talks about the Jesus raising the bride up, and the bride arising from the desert. And then he says, how did she arrive from the desert? Because her heart was feasting on him. And now God causes a birth to take place, for a fire to start burning there in her heart. And that fire, it points out, is a fire of God. It's a plan of God. It's a goodness of God. And that causes the church to each one of us the bride, to arise, but also the church is the bride. The church, that is what is there to get the bride, the church, on fire for the Messiah. And it's so beautiful. I was reading on, and we sometimes have that concept. We're not the bride yet, but we're going to be the bride. And there the Shulamite speaks about this when she was young, and she was vulnerable, and she was immature. The Lord put a wall around her, and that's so beautiful, protecting these people. But then she goes on to say, but now I'm a bride, I know my God. I'm just using my own words. And now he gets me to arise, and he calls me out, and we ride on the high mountains, and we flow together. That's the last verse in that chapter. So these are realities. The sad thing, so many of these things have been told to us, one day pie in the sky. But when we read Hebrews 12:22, we see this pie in the sky has become a steak on the plate. In Hebrews 12:22, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, not going to. The kingdom of God has come through the Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Spirit is the kingdom, a city of God. And then we've come to God, and we come to Jesus, a mediator of a better covenant that speaks. So, and we've come to our names written in heaven, and we've come to the beauty, the angels watching over us and opening doors, and we've come to, the great cloud of witnesses. Amen. We're the church of the firstborn, and we are part of that. And that's it. And that's it. He says that's how we must serve our God with awe. Amen. In worship, in spirit, and in truth. So the realities, the pie in the sky has become the steak on the plate. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. And so to arise from the desert, to arise from worldliness, to arise into the goodness and the plan of God, we need to draw close to him, feast on him, and he works in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. So together with the Lord, the grace of God is our gain. Amen.
Amen.